News. I'm Laura Winters. This Thursday, another strange leak out of the Fulton County, Georgia courthouse. Democrat District Attorney Fonnie Willis in charge there. First, the Trump indictment posted online prior to the grand jury voting. Now, incredibly, the names of the grand jurors who reportedly voted to indict Trump and 18 others circulating. USA Radio's Corey Myers with details.
The apparent names and addresses of the Georgia grand jury members who indicted former President Trump this week have been posted online. Nonpartisan research group Advanced Democracy spotted that posting on a website that frequently uses violent rhetoric and said names and photos of those grand jurors have started to circulate on other social media sites. I'm Corey Myers.
A new video broadcast on MSNBC Wednesday night showing former Trump advisor Republican Roger Stone apparently looking for ways to overturn the 2020 election result and claiming widespread fraud.
Any legislative body may decide on the basis of overwhelming evidence of fraud to send electors to the Electoral College who accurately reflect the president's legitimate victory in their state, which was illegally denied him through fraud.
To Maui now, where emergency crews have found the remains of 111 people killed in the wildfire. Close to 40% of the area has been searched. More than 1,000 people still unaccounted for. The medical examiner's office asking relatives of the missing to submit DNA samples so remains can be ID'd. President Biden scheduled to tour the area on Monday. This is USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can, with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
On Capitol Hill, Republicans in the House investigating the business dealings of Hunter Biden are looking to get their hands on additional documents as they attempt to piece together how the president's son made millions from foreign countries. Correspondent Lisa Taylor with more.
House Republicans are calling on the National Archives to release unredacted emails from Joe Biden's time as vice president. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer is seeking documents related to any official duties Biden undertook while vice president that overlapped with Hunter Biden's business dealings in Ukraine. The committee is also requesting any document or communication in which a pseudonym for then Vice President Biden was used.
In Southern California, the city of San Diego activating its emergency operations center ahead of a storm coming this weekend. Hillary, currently a Cat 1 hurricane off the coast of Mexico with winds up to 85 miles an hour, but it's expected to weaken back down into a tropical storm or lower by the time it gets to San Diego.
It may be the first time we've had a direct from a tropical storm, if it goes that way. But it's not the first time the city's experienced heavy rain. So we know what areas are going to be impacted. We know how to set in place attempts to mitigate it or minimize its impact.
Chris Heiser, the director of the city's Office of Emergency Services.
We have detailed maps of previous areas of flooding. We monitor those. We monitor the rain and determine what areas we need to place resources at.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 85% water, right?
85% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thing.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.